Okay, everybody, how's it going? My name is Steven.
I'm Steve.
And we're Anime Train. Well, it's been a while since our last podcast, and which means a lot of things has happened. And at the same time, summer vacation.
Exactly.
It's Memorial Day weekend, and which is the traditional start of summer. So I hope everybody's having a good summer. Let's see. We did go to China and spent around 12 days there. And we kind of had a nightmare trip over there.
Yeah, it was awful. Never had a delay like that.
Yeah, I know, exactly. When we got to O'Hare Airport in Chicago, we found out that our flight had been delayed. The flight from Chicago to Beijing. And it was delayed for like 4 hours, and the reason that they gave was like mechanical. So my first thought was that the plane was having problems, and you know, it's gonna crash when we do make it up.
That's a scary reason, mechanical.
But that the delay itself wasn't a big deal to me. The problem was, if we were going to have this delay, we would miss our connecting flight from Beijing to Guangzhou. That was the problem. So we stood in line at the customer service desk for United, and some United woman came around and gave them $5 lunch coupons. But yeah, actually, I appreciated it, didn't you?
Hey, free hamburgers.
Yeah. That was a nice thing.
I won't say no.
And when we got up to the counter, we had them move our flight to the last flight out of Guangzhou. And it still made me nervous because even with that, it was a very tight schedule. And I was worried that when we got to Guangzhou, we wouldn't have a chance to go through customs and go through security and all that to make it back to get to the gate for the flight. So anyway, after the delay, we board the plane, and we waited another hour, so that was even worse. That cut our time, our buffer time, an hour, to make it an hour less. The flight going over there, it was kind of, I don't know, the typical long flight, which I always hate.
Tedious.
And we landed in Guangzhou at around, what was it? 7:30, 8?
No, later.
7:30. I can't remember, but there was a woman from Air China there that was waiting for us, and she had our tickets. But you know, which was nice. But the problem was, we still had to go get our luggage, and go through customs, and that cost us a lot of time. We ran. We booked.
Yeah, I was sweating.
Yeah, bullets. I know. It was crazy. And when we got to the counter, at first they wouldn't let us go on because they said that we missed the boarding time. You know, the gate was closed, but we pleaded and pleaded. I showed them, you know, the tickets we got and the confirmation on it. And the woman said to go see your supervisor. So I went to see the supervisor, and you know, he kind of reluctantly stamped and said, "Okay, here you go." And so I went back to her, and they took our luggage, and I was relieved. We ran to the gate, and that's when we found out that the flight had been pushed back an hour. So
yeah, that was good fortune.
That was a real break. And at first, it confused me because they hadn't posted the change. And I was trying to ask a question at the information desk, and they said, no, this is not today. And I said, it has to be today. You know, this is the last flight. And then we kept looking at the time on the boarding pass, and then we realized that it was pushed back, and it just wasn't posted yet. So that was crazy. That was a horrible traveling experience.
Yeah, you know, you always hear that people have these problems, but I never experienced it.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I hear all these stories, and it's not like we travel a lot.
Yeah.
You know, we fly a lot. But of the times that we have flown, we've had zero problems, no delays. We've never had this happen to us, and I guess it was bound to happen. And Anyway, here's another funny thing. On the flight to Guangzhou, to on a flight from Beijing to Guangzhou, some kind of argument erupted. I don't know if you've seen that YouTube video of some guy on a Chinese bus, and he's screaming at this other guy on the bus. And this was just like this. This was in the back of the plane. He started getting up, and he started yelling and motioning to with his hands. And the stewardesses and the other flight attendants and the male flight attendants, they all rushed back there and calmed them down. But it was bizarre. I wish I understood Chinese, more Chinese than just a few words here and there. I don't know what happened, because it's just weird. This guy was just yelling at this other guy. I don't know what that was about.
Yeah, I didn't even realize this until you told me.
No, Steve never looked back.
I was trying to sleep.
But I had to look. And so anyway, we finally get there. And, we had a friend who was waiting to pick us up, because we were actually going out of Guangzhou. And that's why the delay was troublesome, because if it was just us, we would have just stayed at a hotel overnight in Guangzhou. But we had somebody waiting for us. So we had all this back and forth communications calling from America, trying to contact our friend, saying, our flight has been pushed back. We're not going to get there at our original time. Yeah. Blah, blah. I think we actually finally got there at 12:45 a.m. And
yeah, it's pretty late.
After we picked up our luggage, we left Guangzhou at 1 o'clock in the morning. So it was very tiring. I'm just happy to say that the flight back was a lot smoother. And it's always nicer because it's like 2 hours less. It's only 12 hours. Coming back from China to Chicago, it's like 14 hours going over there. I just wish that somebody would build a replacement supersonic plane, since they don't have the Concorde, because that trip is so brutal. I don't know how anybody could stand it. But having said all that, we did enjoy our stay in China, and we actually stopped off at the Hainan Island.
Yeah, that was beautiful. Beautiful beaches.
Yeah, and It is beautiful.
Yeah, and you hear people call it the Hawaii of the East, but it's not crowded or anything.
Yeah, but I'm sure maybe 10 years or something after more people find out about it, it's going to be an overdeveloped, tourist spot.
Yeah.
But yeah, right now it's nice in that it's not a lot of development. Well, I mean, actually, you do see a lot of development, but you also see a lot of empty land out there.
Yeah.
And we actually went scuba diving.
Yeah.
That was my first time.
Yeah, mine too.
And it was very, I was nervous because you can't shake the feeling that you're drowning, it takes a while before you get used to breathing in when you're underwater.
I know.
But the crazy thing is they knew we were Americans and they kept pushing us out. And, because they wanted us, to say, hey, do you want to make a DVD? And I said, no, I don't want to make a DVD. I don't care about making a DVD. But they pushed us out there and they start filming. It's like, all we could do is like smile and wave and flash that V sign that you always see Chinese people flash. And I asked somebody that. So why do Chinese people always flash this V sign? And the person told me, it means victory. And I said, victory for what? And she said, everything. So. Yeah. I don't know if that's true, but, if that's the reason. But you always see Chinese people, especially women, when they take a picture, they always flash that V sign. So, that was China. And I don't know if I want to go back anytime soon. Well, I mean, not when I say anytime soon, maybe not next year, but maybe in another 2 years. I like going back there.
Yeah.
I just like hanging around there, seeing how it develops, looking at the city, watching the people. I guess in the same respect how some people like to always go to the south of France, for their vacation or whatever.
Yeah.
Anyway. So we're back now, and what do we have going on?
Nothing much as usual.
Yeah, it's just our usual goofing off, I haven't really done much. I thought I was going to get some writing done in China, but I didn't, of course. We did we came back and I got the new SHE CD. They just released their CD called Play. If you've listened to the previous podcast, because we've talked a little bit about some of their songs, but they're a very popular, girl group in Taiwan. And I feel stupid because I'm a 43-year-old man.
Birthday. Yeah, that's right. Just came around your birthday. So.
Yeah. I forgot about that. See, when you get to a certain age, you don't even remember your birthdays. But I'm 43 now. And I feel a little ridiculous buying CDs from this Taiwanese girl group whose fans consist mainly of, I guess, teenage girls. But I like this song, even though I don't understand whatever they're saying for the most part. But they're happy, catchy pop songs. I don't know, it's relaxing to me to listen to, like, this fluffy music. But anyway, because of my interest in SHE, I was on YouTube, and I spot this, somebody posted subtitle clips of this Taiwanese drama that, these are Taiwanese idol dramas, they call them, because, they star pop stars. So Ella of SHE was a star of this. It's called Hannah Kimi, which is the shorthand version. The actual title in Chinese, I don't remember. The Japanese is something I don't remember that either. But most people just refer to it as Hannah Kimi. And I started watching it. And at first it was, kind of stupid. But I got hooked into it. So I ended up downloading on BitTorrent all the subtitled English subbed versions of the episodes. There are 15 episodes. And basically, it's about this girl, played by Ella Chen of SHE. She sees this high school high jumper in Taiwan, and it really inspires her, or whatever. It's kind of a crazy plot. It inspires her, and she goes over to Taiwan and enrolls in the school just to be with them because she admires him so much. But the catch is that. It's an all-boys school, so she has to pretend that she's a guy. And this show is actually based on the Japanese comic, Japanese manga. I think that's what they call them, right?
Yeah,
is that?
I think so.
Manga?
Yeah.
Anyway, it's a very popular comic. And I guess I'm glad that I never read it, so I didn't have any preconceptions, because I saw some postings on the internet criticizing the choice of some of the people cast in this Taiwan drama. But because I didn't read the comic, I didn't have any kind of preconception, so I didn't care about that. And I think it was actually very good casting, because Ella Chen, she looks like a boy,
Not really.
No, yeah, let me clarify that. I mean, if you look at her pictures, how she is in real life, you're not going to mistake her for, boy.
No,
I mean,
no.
You're not going to mistake her for a boy. Let's put it that way. But in the show, she had short hair, the way they made her hair, and, she had no makeup. And the way she walked and acted, she looked like a little sissy boy, actually. Yeah. A very effeminate boy. But I think she pulls it off pretty good. I read more postings saying that... they should have casted somebody else, a more beautiful actress or whatever. But that wouldn't work, because you can't have an actress playing the part who doesn't even look like a boy. I mean, then it would just throw all beliefs out the window.
Believability, yeah.
But the thing is, I mean, I feel a little guilty downloading these files from BitTorrent. But not too guilty, because I went ahead and ordered the DVD set, even though the DVD set does not have English subtitles. I wish these companies would realize that we are in a global market right now, and they do have a lot of fans outside of Asia who are interested in dramas from, you know, Korea, China, Hong Kong, Taiwan, whatever. Maybe they don't think the market is big enough to justify spending the money to have these subtitles created. I don't know, but I wish they would consider that. But anyway, I ordered the DVD set. I hope that, you know, watching it, it will help me, you know, help me learn Chinese. But in the meantime, what I have resorted to do with is download the episodes that have been subbed by fan groups. And I think that these guys are, you know, actually providing a really nice service. Not, they don't charge or anything. Actually, there's a few groups out there, but the one that I find that does the most professional subtitling is a group called Sublime. Their logo is a sub, you know, the sub is for subbing, and they have a couple of limes. Sublime, Sublime. Get it? Anyway. Actually, they've only done up to episode 12, and I had to catch the rest of the episodes. Some other people have subbed it in English on YouTube for episodes 13, 14, 15. And the ending was kind of a letdown, but I still enjoyed this silly, dopey high school drama. And seeing Ella Chan's, you know, she has these really wacky facial expressions that's unrealistic, but they, after a while, they're kind of cute, and she looks really funny doing them. So anyway, that drama is called Hana Kimi, the short name of it. You might want to check it out. Check it out on YouTube or something, you know, just to see if you like it. Because these Asian idol, Taiwan idol dramas are kind of different from your normal dramas, what you normally expect. But they are interesting, and they're funny, and they're actually very entertaining. So, and actually, I spent the whole stupid Memorial weekend watching all 15 episodes.
Loser.
Which is embarrassing to admit. But yeah, I mean, it's I enjoyed it. Did you see any of it?
I watched like an episode and a half.
Yeah, okay. Steve didn't really care about it, but I liked it enough to buy a DVD set that has no English subtitling. So, and actually,
you can make your own, you know?
Yeah, you know, I was thinking about doing that just for my own personal record.
Library.
Because not that the quality is bad of the subtitle versions that are on the internet, but they're not full
DVD,
like
quality.
DVD quality versions. The main idea is just to be able to watch them with English subtitlings. But what I would like to do is once I get the DVDs is just rip them and use these subtitle versions and, you know, basically place the subtitles on the versions that I ripped, and then I'll have a nice DVD copy. Yeah. So that's basically it. I can't really say that we have anything planned, although, you know, we're supposed to be doing something. I keep saying this. I probably sound like a broken record. Yeah, we're supposed to start writing. We're supposed to start recording. The main thing that I wanted to do first was re-record
Farm.
Right. Yeah, exactly. All the songs from the February album writing month project, and post those up. And then we'll really start, so I say, really start working on the CD, the next CD. Because I don't want to put off a CD for more than 3 years.
Yeah, that went by fast.
That's about all I have to say after this long break.
Yes.
How about you?
Yep. I want to eat. That's it.
Yeah. Okay. Until next time. Bye.
Bye.